the large stream and sprinted along its edge until she reached the falls. Water sprayed in her face, but she wiped the droplets away and gripped the trunk of a small maple tree. The hillside dropped off, opening to the pool 30 feet below. Voices hollered from somewhere close, but her gaze shot to the ripples fanning out from the middle of the pool and the boy holding a limp body under the water. The boy pulled the body up out of the water. Dripping light brown hair caught the moonlight. She squinted to see better, prayed it wasn't Seth. Gasped when she recognized the lifeless face staring up at the sky. No. A blistering pain lanced her chest. No, Seth! Gravel crunched, but she didn't look to see what had made the sound. Couldn't, because all she could focus on was the boy holding Seth's lifeless body by the shirt front in the water. The boy who was now looking up at her with wide, guilt-ridden eyes. Even though he was 30 feet below, even though she couldn't see much more than shadows and the whites of his eyes, she knew who he was. She'd seen him in town. She'd heard all about the trouble he caused. She'd listened to her parents tell Seth to stay away from the boy. But Seth hadn't stayed away. And tonight, the boy had caused more than just